Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, bro?
And I'm doing pretty darn good. I'm pretty good.
Turn Trump off.
Sleeping, man. Damn, Trump and Biden had me up all night.
Let me tell you what happened to me, bro. This is a true story. Can you hear me pretty good tonight, man? Yeah. I want to make sure you hear me. Huh?
I hear you loud as clear as a bell.
Okay, great. You're down. You sound like you're down and out a little bit.
Oh, well, let me get off this headphone. That's what's doing.
Yeah, you sound like you're a little down and out, man. I want to make sure they hear you tonight.
Hold on.
Say that again.
Hold on.
You sound good right there.
Am I clear enough?
Yeah, you good, man. I'm a little picky because of the weather. But check this out.
What?
I was, I'm saying this because you said you were up all night. But see, what happened was, the way the Lord worked, the way the Lord worked, I was up all night the night before. So when this came in, for some reason, man, I got a peep. I didn't get in about 10:30 because we were up all night. We were out all day, you know, with Black Voters Matter, getting the word out, working with Democracy in North Carolina, doing some poll watching, all kind of stuff, man. We were on it, man. And then in the evening, we had a celebration event at the Hollis Center with Mr. Robert Mims, who won the Morven District of the Anson County County Commission. And he had his celebration event there. We were very excited about that. We appreciate that, brother. Congratulate him for winning that. He really won. He didn't just win. He really won. You know what I mean? So I'd like to congratulate him. And just give a good congratulations out to all the won and ran a good, clean, fair race. Anybody who did that out there, we're proud of you because it's a crazy climate out here right now.
Amen.
And we're just excited that and you know, it's the part that I want to bring up right now is that the presidential election and how close it is. We always like to speak with caution because Mr. Biden has not won yet, but it's pretty close. I've seen some.
Go ahead.
Don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Yeah, but this cake is about baked. I see him getting out the ice, man. But you know, you hate to say stuff like that because you don't want to jinx yourself. You know what I mean?
Right. you hate to jinx yourself, especially with Trump. definitely don't want to go down in history for jinxing that. You get your butt whooped.
But they putting that cake out the oven, man. They done turned the oven off. got the little mitts on their hands, pulling it out.
Some networks have called the Arizona race. With that said, that puts Biden on a 6 electoral votes away.
But you know what, man? What's kind of weird though is I don't know what's the rule for calling a state, but Arizona was called last night because on some networks it was called last night, and then Virginia was called like in the middle of the day, and then this morning it was just called again on certain networks. So, but I think it's been pretty consistent in the last hour or so that Biden is indeed 6 electoral votes away from clinching the nomination. So,
hey, Rob. And they just itching to call it.
You know, old Wolf Blitz and what's the little guy with the white hair? What's the little white guy with the white hair and eyeglasses? Not Wolf. Wolf got the beard. What's the other one?
King.
King over there. King and the other one.
I'm talking about.
Man, them jokers itching, boy. They ready to pull it. They ready to bake. They done baked the cake and they ready to start slicing on it.
They can't wait, man. Now, North Carolina, this is where I'm from, Robert. You know, I live in North Carolina. You know, you were born.
I'm going to put it on y'all, but
red on certain things, man. I don't understand it. Yeah, I do. We're in the Bible Belt.
I was about to throw you under the bus, man. Then you did a flank on me. You said where you were from. I said, damn, that's right. I was from there too.
You know what I mean? I knew that was coming. I felt that.
Yeah, you You nipped out in the bud. I
know you, man.
I was about to jump on you.
I know you.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but
you
we keep going red on. Huh?
What's up with y'all? Y'all got a lot of civil rights firepower down there. I was gonna say Georgia, but Georgia kind of a little witchy watchy too. Trump is at 50% in Georgia and Biden is at 48.8%. That is really close. So, but it's 94%. You know, Georgia could still be in play because.
Well, that's what they're saying, man. They said Georgia is probably, he said, they're saying now, I just heard these guys over here, they have some inside scoop on what's out there and left out there. They're saying what's
mm-hmm.
out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Atlanta's still out there floating around. If Atlanta's out there floating around, Georgia could go blue. Georgia could go back blue.
Yeah, now let's see here. That's about
100,000. They go
90,000, something like 90,000 votes, I guess. There
sound like a lot.
Yeah, that can come up anywhere. They can get that. They said there are hundreds of thousand votes out there, even with that percentage.
Let me ask you. I'm not sure about this, but these votes do not include the mail-in. The absentee and the folks that send stuff in by mail.
That's what I think that's what's left in Georgia, as well as what was left in Michigan, where Trump was trying to stop the vote. And I was thinking somebody trying to stop the vote, stop counting when he behind.
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out. Let me think about this one. I had to pause and say, let me go sit down because maybe I'm usually a pretty smart guy. But I'm not getting this one. You stop the vote when you're in front, and you don't want the guy to catch up with you.
Right.
So if he stopped the vote where it is, Biden wins.
He's confused, man. He's confused. He's programmed to do stupid, to do certain things.
Well, it was 2:00 in the morning, so he's been up all night for and he's got all those steroids in him from that COVID, so he wasn't quite there.
Yeah.
So we had to give him a pass on that one.
But yeah, so I think going up in D.C., man. Y'all get everything voted up pretty good up there, bro.
Yeah, in the matter of fact, in the state of Maryland, we had about 63% for Biden, 35% for Trump. In the District of Columbia, it was 92.2% Biden, 5% for Trump.
I see why Trump built that fence around the White House.
Oh yeah, Trump knew this was hostile territory. There's like a blue. It's interesting how this map works out though. You have the East Coast up here, the northeast corridor from Maine all the way down to Virginia. It's blue all the way, and the aberration would be Pennsylvania if it went to the Trump column. But that's another reason why you might think that Pennsylvania is going to go the way of its neighbors. Now, the tricky part is, though, Pennsylvania is also a little bit east, right there next to Ohio, West Virginia, Indiana. So it's kind of like it has like a double identity. It has, what do you call it, a split personality.
Yeah,
it wants to be part of New Jersey and Delaware and Maryland and New York, but it also wants to be part of Ohio and West Virginia and Indiana. And that is the reason it's sitting there right now undecided. It's right in the middle of got the left and the right, and it's right situated right in the middle.
Hmm. You know, man, in the middle of all this, man, still we have so many people dying from COVID. We've gotten distracted from it a bit, but Trump never was focused on it. So it's really a good thing if we can get him out of office so they can get focused on that, on fixing this problem, because this is ridiculous. I was just watching something here where it's trying to revive someone that was, gone cold blue on COVID. And it's just a tough situation, man, where So many people still suffer from that. And there is no end in sight. I mean, Donald Trump is one of the people I can't say deserves to be kicked out of office better than anyone else. This guy deserves to be kicked out of office.
It was striking how little that was part of the conversation in the midst of this election. Now, of course, up to the election, it was a lot going on the debate, but we have a pandemic that's going on as we speak.
Yeah.
And people are dying. There's record-breaking numbers all over the country.
Yeah.
And yet, but like you say, the election was a referendum of sorts, because in Wisconsin, where last election cycle went to Trump, they have a very high infection rate up in Wisconsin. So they've been hit very hard by this pandemic. And that could have been one of those telltale signs of that it might go blue. Another reason that Donald Trump is really fuming, because when he lost Michigan, I'm sure that probably sent him over the edge, because Michigan was one of those bellwether states where that tipped the tide for him when he ran against Hillary back in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one he really did not want to lose. And that's probably one of those he's going to contest to the bitter end, because he really did not want to lose Michigan.
Which one?
But they called that was
lose Michigan. Yeah, yeah.
He did not want to lose Michigan. He wanted that one badly. And that was one of the ones that flipped. Now, this is interesting. There haven't really been many flips. Michigan and Wisconsin, everything else has been pretty much what people were expecting. Those two states really start putting Biden on the road to victory. That Wisconsin and Michigan. I said if he gets Wisconsin and Michigan, the cake is starting to rise. Now Arizona.
What you been cooking lately, man?
I want a piece of cake all of a sudden. I want some cake. Do I have any cake in the office here? Hey, check this out, man. During the pandemic, I bought a box of you know when you think all the food is gonna be going out of the grocery store?
Yes, sir.
And you grabbing everything like you grab toys on Christmas Eve. I'm grabbing everything. And I was about to go to the register. I grabbed a box of Twinkies. I'm throwing everything in the bag. I said, well, who knows, man? If you can't get out of the house and you have to start eating, before you start eating each other, you can actually start eating the Twinkies, right? So
right.
I had not had a Twinkie in 20 years. And I'm thinking, what could be wrong? It's cake. It's got cream in it. Everything you want in a dessert. I bit that thing, man. I'm telling you, there was nothing about it that tastes like food. Either my taste buds have changed, or Twinkies have changed. I ate one bite and threw the rest of them away.
Bro, I don't recall ever eating it.
Well, don't start now.
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
Hey, Joe.
I've never eaten a Twinkie.
You woke Joe up.
You never had a Twinkie?
I've never eaten a Twinkie in my life.
You must have eaten that. You must have got introduced to that when you left home, man. I don't recall that.
You didn't have a Twinkie either?
No, man. I don't recall eating a Twinkie.
Maybe that's another thing. Y'all were too busy eating moon pies.
Oh, yeah, I eat moon pies now. Matter of fact, I bought the moon pies yesterday.
Well, look,
I ate a moon pie a while ago.
Look, a moon pie is not exactly a health food, by the way, guys. Just a little news alert, breaking news. Moon pie qualifies as a health food.
It's not a health food, but I don't think it's bad as a Twinkie.
What is it? What is it?
I never heard anything good about a Twinkie.
Send me a picture, man. What's a Twinkie?
Think about this. Think about a sponge. Hey, think about a sponge you use to clean your bathroom with.
Yeah.
Think about a sponge.
Okay.
And then squirt toothpaste in the middle of it. That's about what a Twinkie is.
Damn.
It's probably just as good for you, that sponge and toothpaste.
I never had that, bro. I remember a tweet. I haven't eaten one, but I remember a tweet. I saw one of the guys in school eating one. They like Rerun used to eat them, right? The guy from What's Happening.
Yeah. Rerun.
He was known for eating.
Hey, man, what y'all doing? What y'all talking about? I know. I was talking about baking the cake. I was talking about how the election, the cake was baked. That's how they got on these daggone Twinkies. It created my this sweet tooth in me. All of a sudden, I wanted a cake, but I don't want a Twinkie. So
hey, Joseph.
Anyway,
came up, Robert.
Uh-huh.
But Joseph, yeah. Here's how this came up. Robert was talking about. I told Robert we could not count our eggs before they hatch because of this election thing. And tell him what you said,
yeah.
Robert. I can't remember exactly how you said it. I remember, I like how you said it.
I said, Leon, I don't wanna jinx anything, but I think this cake is baked. I said, they got the little mittens on. Got the grabbing it by the handles and pulling it out of the oven. Get ready to start putting the icing on it.
I'll tell you what happened, man. I went to bed last night. You know, I'm going to tell you this. This is what happened to me. I went to bed last night, and I'm still sitting on the edge of my couch, though, because I don't want this to be jinxed. But anyway, I went to bed last night, just decided I'm not even going to worry about this. I mean, 4 more years of Trump, I got to deal with it. And I woke up, had my TV, turned my TV on, and I didn't have the sound up. And turned it right on, turned it straight to CNN. And Don Lemon was laughing and smiling. I was like, what?
You thought Don Lemon had flipped on you, huh?
Yeah. And I turned the TV up, and they were talking about how this thing had kind of stalled, you know, with Biden in the lead. I'm like, darn. Did I pray or not before I went to sleep?
That was my surprise this morning. I woke up, and like you said, Leon, I was already resigned to the fact. I said, well, we do have a Supreme Court, and we have the House, and I survived the first 4 years. I mean, how crazy can we really get? I'm finding all kind of ways to rationalize living under Trump for 4 more years. And then, like you said, I turn on the TV. Wait a minute, Biden's still in the lead. I thought overnight they were going to put Wisconsin and Minnesota and all those places in Trump's column because he was leading when I went to sleep. Trump was leading all 3 of them when I went to sleep. And I said, wait a minute, hold on, dog, what's up? And it's been.
But you know what?
But what's that?
Let me tell you what. I went to before I went to bed last night. This is what I told Patricia. I went on the bed. I said Biden gonna win this thing. And she said, what makes you think that? Well, I went down all the states out there that he was gonna win. I said, I don't know why they won't go ahead and give him Arizona tonight. I said, because he's gonna win Arizona. I was like, I was looking at the numbers that's already in and the numbers that's out there. There's no way he can catch up. But he might as well go ahead and give Trump Florida. Might as well go ahead and give Trump Texas. Go ahead and give Biden Arizona. I said, you know he's going to win California and Oregon, you know, all them states out there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, he's going to win. And I went on the bed.
But, Joe, you weren't a little
yeah.
concerned about that blue wall crumbling? Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. You weren't a little concerned about that area?
Yeah, I was concerned, but the main reason I was very optimistic that he would win those states. I was very optimistic about it. Matter of fact, Trump was talking about challenging the state that Biden is leading in. Get out there, Biden, go down and challenge Florida. Hell, I don't even believe Trump won Florida.
Don't believe Trump right. won no Florida. So you know, hey, Joe, Florida man. Always happens, huh?
Well, we were talking about a while ago. He was talking about he was suing for him to count the votes, for him to stop counting the votes in Michigan while he was behind. That makes sense.
Yeah, that
was
kind of
hard to do that.
Old Trump behind in Michigan and suing them, telling them to stop counting the votes. What kind of sense that?
I think they stopped counting. I think they stopped and told them, okay.
They stopped counting and called it.
Yeah, okay,
right,
okay, we
you,
stopped.
You stopped.
Okay,
you
okay,
lost.
We stopped. You lost.
Yeah, okay, let's go home, boy.
Well, I
yeah,
hey,
that's some work,
Trump,
man.
A lot of times Trump, he already thought about what he's gonna say,
right?
Before he know what the outcome gonna be, cause he already figured he was gonna lose all them states, right?
Right.
So he already had his strategy. So he better tell the people to stop telling the vote.
But you know, I'm gonna tell you why he's not gonna get many allies in the Senate, and even these House race people in the House, because if he starts challenging contests, they're gonna have to open up the books on all those races.
That's right. They're gonna have to challenge everything. That's why I challenge Florida. All right, we're gonna challenge Florida. We're gonna challenge Texas.
Go down to South Carolina, challenge Lindsey Graham.
Everywhere, challenge everything. You just can't pick and choose what he's gonna challenge. You can't challenge just the states he lose.
Yeah. Well, here's the story, guys. Here's a little subtext to the contest. Arizona. Some people are saying this was actually John McCain speaking from the grave. Arizona turned blue. Last time it was red. And people are saying that it is because these folks, they still ticked off at Trump for messing with John McCain.
Right.
And that's the state where Trump went and had that rally and left the folks out on the side of the road in the cold.
What?
They were not too pleased with Trump. They were carrying a little grudge, I believe. They're gonna pick on our war hero, and you left us out in the cold. So they turned on him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's a crazy guy.
Here's another bit of trivia. Joe Biden, when this is all over, he's already passed the. He would have gotten the most votes for any presidential candidate in the history of the United States. He's bested
wow.
Barack Obama already by 4 million votes.
Gracious.
Barack Obama got 66 million, and Biden is already over 70 million, and votes are still coming in. He may hit 71 million before it's over. That just tells you how intense this election was and how determined people were to have their voices heard. This was a election. This was like Manila in what is that? Rumble in the Jungle. This was a fight.
Really Manila,
yep.
Oh, key race alert. Oh, they said something about Arizona too close to call, man. This is CNN, you know, they're playing it close, Doc.
They haven't called yet.
What?
Yeah, CNN still hasn't called that Arizona race.
They didn't call Arizona?
No.
They called Arizona last night.
That's what I'm saying. Some people called
they
Arizona last night.
Call.
Man.
They expect a new vote total, so it's too close to call in Arizona and Georgia tonight.
I'm looking at
and
the
Georgia what?
Arizona and Georgia are too close to call.
I was looking at some place a minute ago, and they had Biden at 264.
Yeah,
and the only thing
that.
We were waiting on is for Nevada to come in with their 6 votes, and then it's over. The cake is baked. But Arizona is not close.
And they
what said, about is Pennsylvania coming?
Has
Pennsylvania come in yet?
No, it's still out there.
Pennsylvania. He's got about a 4-point lead in Pennsylvania.
Who?
Trump.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
In Arizona.
They get all those votes counted. Those votes, Trump wanted to stop counting. They said they still have 600,000 votes still to be counted in Arizona.
So that's why they're holding off on that.
Well, AP didn't hold off the AP. They have called
AP
it.
AP is using a different model to project and, these guys. But they use the same model, I think, but CNN just being a little more cautious. They don't want to piss Trump off on his last day.
But they already called Michigan and Wisconsin for Biden.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, according to the CNN, they have Biden at 253 and Trump at 213. The AP, Associated Press, has Biden at 254. I'm sorry, 264. And if he gets Nevada, yeah, they have him at 264. And if he gets Nevada, which he's currently leading, by about less than 1%. Then the cake is baked, and
hey,
Rob, I can understand.
They put it. Go ahead, go ahead and put the candle on. Hey, Rob, they get that in the Nevada. When they count Nevada, they can deliver that cake, dog.
I'm saying we can start eating, man. Go ahead and send me my slice. Go ahead and get the cake going. But I do understand the caution. I don't want to jump the gun here because weird thing. This is a strange year. And we are dealing with Trump, who is not a gracious loser. So I do understand this thing will still be going. This thing will be still going on tomorrow because these networks, they don't want to call this thing prematurely.
He has filed lawsuits in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. His campaign has.
Oh, Trump has.
Yeah.
He done filed lawsuits.
Yeah, man.
What a sore loser.
Three states. He's a sore winner, man. This guy is sore. He's just sour. He's a sore person, really.
Well, remember now, he won the election in 2016. And still wasn't happy. He wanted to sue them because the popular vote was not accurate. Even though he's in the White House, he's still fuming over the fact that Hillary got 3 million more votes. And he was saying that illegal aliens and millions of illegal aliens voted, and that's why he lost the popular vote. That's oh my God.
That's pretty idiotic.
He's just a petty person. But I wanted to say this today, though. Now, you know, the only reason that election is close is because of Trump's closing argument. And Trump's closing argument was that Joe Biden was up in the age. And as soon as he gets in the White House, he's not going to be able to function as the President of the United States. And he said, and that's why they've been having all this discussion about invoking the 25th Amendment, everybody else was saying they were bringing it up was how to get Trump out of office. But basically, what Trump is done flipped the script and saying the reason that they're talking about the 25th Amendment is a way to get Biden out of office and make Kamala Harris the president. And Trump's closing argument, and he said, and that's what they're trying to do, get Kamala Harris in as the president. And he said, and we cannot let that happen. That's what he said. That was his closing argument. We cannot let
Do you think that swayed some voters at the last minute?
Yeah, of course it did. So, you know, you gotta keep in mind, Robert, Leon, keep in mind, This is the fourth time in the history of the United States a woman has been at the top, has been on the ticket, you know, in the general election. Of course, you know, it started out with Geraldine Ferraro, and when Geraldine Ferraro ran with Mondale, Reagan got 49 out of 50 states. The only state that Mondale got was Minnesota, which was in the home state. Then, of course,
man,
and you remember, and you keep it, and remember when John McCain, he ran with Sarah Palin. And that night, the election was over before 9 o'clock, I believe, 9 o'clock. We had a chance to watch some basketball or something came on after. Remember? And then, of course, and now you got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And that was Trump's closing argument that you cannot let. He wasn't campaigning against Joe Biden. He was campaigning against Kamala Harris.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that. Don't do that.
What?
Get her name right, man. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I mean, I've been trying, man. I've been trying. Kamala. He was campaigning against Kamala. Trying to convince these chauvinist men, even in these pretty, you know, I would hate to say it, but these women that's not so bright, you know, that you don't want the possibility of having a black female as a president.
But Joe, check this out. Leon, you gotta check this out. In 2016, Donald Trump got about 13% of the black men vote, of the black male vote. In 2020, that number increased to about 18%. In 2020, he got about 4% of the black female vote. In 2020, he got about 8%. How do we count?
Okay.
How do we rationalize that increase? And particularly among the black male, that number 18% is very concerning and very curious. What's going on there? Now, Joe, I'm gonna tell you what my thing is. And I'm gonna throw mine out and let you jump in. I think that there is a streak of male chauvinism that runs through the black community. I really do.
Yeah, of course it is.
And
of course it
so
is.
So what you were saying about Kamala Harris could have struck a chord with black men.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I agree with you 100%. And let me tell you, there's this guy on Facebook. He's a staunch Trump supporter. And I just asked the question. I just said, I am curious. I said, I'm curious. I said, why are you so in love with Donald Trump after he has disparaged our first black president? After the way he has disparaged our first black president and the way he has denigrated women and black women, and in particular, after including our black female candidate for vice president. I'm curious, what in the world do you see in Donald Trump? I mean, really, what I'm saying is that.
Did he give you an answer? Did he give you an answer?
I look for one all night. I never get one. I check again tonight.
Hey, guys, we got a Bryn Lee. She has her hand up over there. I guess you want to jump in the conversation for a second there. Bryn Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was listening. I'm glad to be on the show, first of all. But I was listening to Joseph because that's what I said. Even not only the black men, it was in the white men that would have voted for Joe. But because of the lady being there and she's black, they was not going to do it. Even though they didn't want to vote for President Trump, they was going to go for him because in case Joe was not able to finish out his term and she become president, they don't want that to happen. So I was saying that we had our men not voting for her. It's her. It wasn't him. It, voting against her, and the Caucasian men also voting against her because they didn't want a lady becoming, especially a black lady, becoming president. Because it may be a chance. So that's why I was raising my hand, because I was thinking about that. But we had, because I was thinking all the ones that got out to vote, it was a lot of us getting out to vote, but a lot of us wasn't voting for Joe and her because of that. They were voting the other way. And that's why we had this close race that we have it now. Because President Trump is always going to be him. He's like he was before he became president. He's going to be himself. And people don't like that, but they rather vote for him than allow a black woman that maybe she may come president.
In other words, Trump is always going to be the fool he is. Robert, if you can remind our listeners, if they do want to say something, what they have to do, just push the one on their dial on their phone.
Absolutely. To the listeners, if you're calling in, welcome to the show. First of all, if you're calling in, if you have a comment, press the one on your keypad, and that'll raise your hand pretty much. And that'll let us know you have a question or a comment. Otherwise, you're free to listen. Just sit there and listen, because sometimes people, they're calling from their car, their phones, and they're not at a computer. So we invite you to listen however you can. But if you do want to join the conversation, just press the one on your keypad, and that'll put your hand up in the air. Thanks again.
Speaking of that, Robert, I think we got the baby brother on the line. I would love to hear his perspective on this.
Baby brother on the line. Oh yeah.
Baby brother on the line, man. Yeah.
Baby brother here, man. I couldn't miss the election edition.
did you sleep last night, Dan? How'd you sleep last night?
I went to sleep about 3 o'clock. About 3 o'clock.
What you talking about, Willis?
I was waiting on some good news, brother, because it was looking pretty desperate for a while there.
What are you talking about?
It's pretty depressing now. Yeah, I went to sleep, man. But like I said, all of a sudden I got a peace came over me. And I just laid down, and then he turned the TV up, just laid down and let sleep take over, man.
We call that resignation. That was resignation.
I'm going to tell y'all something, though.
Uh-huh.
Tell y'all something, too, last night that I came to another conclusion.
Uh-huh.
I said, now as much as I despise Donald Trump, his policies, his behavior, his racist attitude, but still, I respect people that voted for him more than I respect people that didn't vote at all.
That's a good point.
Pretty powerful.
That the same thing.
That's powerful. Huh? That's powerful, brother. That's powerful.
Yeah, that's because, yeah, you know, as crazy as he is, you know, I don't agree with his policies. I don't agree with his behavior. I don't agree with the way he denigrates women, the way he has disparaged our first black president, you know, the way he's treated immigrants, these kids in cages, the fact that he's a deadbeat and don't pay taxes. But still, I still feel better with somebody who voted for him and then somebody that didn't vote at all.
Here's my thing, guys. As you guys know, I've been working with Black Voters Matter throughout the spring and summer. And one of the things I'm finding out in our community is there's so much apathy about everything, and then there's so much misinformation, and then there's so much how do I say this? People just not knowing what to do. I mean, people not even knowing how to vote. People lost. It's just people are just kind of lost out there. And you ask them, so why you don't vote? The big answer is, and I know it's BS half the time, they'll say, it don't matter, our vote don't count. And then my answer is your vote is not going to count if you don't use it for that. Now, that's for sure. And one of the big things is these guys, one of the big things is these these guys just feel like they don't matter. They have gotten caught in a rut of believing that they personally do not matter to anybody. So here's how we need to address this, I think. We need to just start going out in the community, trying to talk to people about different things that they're not being exposed to for some reason or the other. I know it's easy for us to say they should know better. But the personal experience is they don't. People just don't know how important it is to vote. And now it has become a generational thing not to vote. So they just don't vote. You know how our generation, it was a generational thing for us to vote, but now there's a generational thing for a large population of us not to vote. It is amazing how many people voted in this election. We're looking at how many million? 70-something million. No, 140-something million. Right?
Yeah, 140 million. Yep, that's right.
Over half the population of the country. That's amazing.
Leon,
you'd be picking at it.
Yeah.
We had 2,000 people to vote in Anson County this election.
That's something I might need to look into.
Don't let Trump know that. I didn't know y'all had 6,000 people.
That's what I'm talking about. Somebody ready to come down there and do an audit.
Yeah, I'm serious.
We're talking 10,000 people in the county out of 16,000 that are eligible. That makes sense. So you're looking 16, at maybe
16,000 people?
Huh? Wow.
16,000 eligible people to vote in Wadesboro?
In Anson County.
Wait a minute, Hunch. Wait a minute.
Man, no one got a McDonald's.
Hey, y'all may not want to say that too loud. Ain't no 15,000 people can vote in Anson County.
There are 16,000 eligible voters in Anson County. 10,
how many of them
voters?
Ready?
About 500 people in the whole county. Okay. I gotta come home then. Y'all got a lot. Y'all done grew into a big city. Maybe y'all gotta stop late.
Going on down now. We done missed something.
y'all boys are something else on your home page. But here's the deal. Here's the real deal. Here's the deal. So here's what happened. What needs to happen, guys. And here's my story to the brothers on the street. If you don't use that vote you have, what power do you have? I mean, what? Joseph, I'm with you, man. If you don't vote, what are you? What? You're depending on somebody else to control your entire life, basically.
Well, you know what? You know what? I took political science I took political science at North Carolina Central, right?
Yes, sir.
And of course, when we talked about voting in political science 101, and the way the man started the class out, he said your life is affected by politicians until you, from the time you born until the time you die. He said, cause somebody going to have to sign your birth certificate and somebody going to have to sign your death certificate. And politics determines all of that.
Yeah, what people don't realize is how important the black vote is, because tonight the black vote is going to win this election. They're just sitting around waiting on the black vote to come in.
Good point, Dan.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yep.
It's amazing you said that, because you're exactly right up in Pennsylvania.
You know, sitting around waiting on the black vote.
And you know, Trump knows
and
that.
Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Georgia.
Yeah.
And Trump knows that. Trump knows that.
Yeah. Yeah.
He might have not have known it on his own, but somebody probably told him.
You don't think Trump knew it on his own, Joe?
No, you know Trump don't know nothing on his own.
He did not disappoint me, Joe. That's exactly how I expected you to say that.
Of course.
You know, Trump, I mean, you know, everything Trump is doing, somebody else is, anytime you see Trump do something that looks like he's about smart, somebody else told him.
Right.
Now, when you come out here and do something dumb, that's when he's doing stuff on his own. Just like
stop the vote in Michigan while he was behind.
Yeah, hell, he did that on his own.
Smart move, dude. Smart move.
Somebody can't even pull his coattail on that one. Oh, excuse me, Mr. President.
One of my nails is dead. The lawsuit is baseless and it's stupid.
President, you know you're behind, right? Oh, I am. If you stop the vote night right now, Biden wins. Oh, my bad.
Oh. We're going to demand that you keep counting these votes until the very last vote is counted. We have come
out
of this state.
I want you to keep the vote going until I win. In other words, that's really what he's doing.
And that's what he is basically doing, man. Lifting off the flop. This dude's crazy, man.
If I'm ahead, quit counting. If I'm behind, keep counting.
Here's my message to the people, man, about voting, though, right quick. You must vote. You must get registered. You must vote. And you must get as many people around you to register the vote as well, because that's how people kind of base their policy on their agendas on who is supporting them. You know what I mean? And so in our community, we don't vote in a respectable percentage, and we're not contributing money to campaigns. So why in the heck would even bother to look over there and say, let's do something for these guys? Let's do something for the brothers over there right quick. It's not going to happen, guys. I think they're going to cut us out. So we really have to start voting.
You know what I'm looking
at? All right, guys.
What's that, Joe?
Election update. Biden has clipped 71 million votes. He has 50.5% of the population, 67 million for Donald Trump, who has 48%. Nevada, still very close. They're now at 86%. They haven't changed much. Arizona, of course, Biden is still maintaining about a 3.5 percentage point lead. Philadelphia hasn't much change there either, but Biden is gaining ground slowly. Now he's up to about 48%. Trump is down to 51%. Early in the day, that was about 53, about 46. Mm. So that lead is slowly being chipped away on Biden. And I do understand that the networks are not going to really call anything until probably this thing hits about 99%, because They don't want to endure the wrath of Trump. So the minute they call one of these places like Arizona, Nevada, well, first of all, it's going to make Biden the president.
Right.
And they're going to be very slow to do that, because when they make that announcement about Nevada, they're basically saying Biden is the president, and that's why they're taking the time.
Yeah.
When they make that call, they're going to be home in their basement. But on a serious note, when I hear talk about all you folks who don't know how to vote and all that, man, you guys, let's go back to Reconstruction, the period right after the Civil War. Them black folks figured out how to vote way back then.
Yeah,
and most of them have been trained.
Well, what you have to understand, though, Joseph, is a lot of people have lost what we earned back in the years. A lot has been lost.
Yep, and that's the point that I'm making, Leon. That's the point that I'm making.
Election update. election update. Now, this is not a breaking news, but it's a very interesting story that's taking place down in Georgia. For the first time since yesterday, Trump has dipped below 50% in Georgia. There's only 1%, one percentage point now separating Trump and Biden. This is the first time that's happened since last night.
Man, you know Trump won. Count them votes.
Yep. 49.9 to 48.9. Biden is making Georgia a into a contest. It's going to be another long night, guys.
I'm going to tell you something else that's interesting about this electorate.
All right, it'll be a short night.
All of these slave states are still trying to hold on to a Republican. You know that? Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Texas, Florida, all these, South Carolina, all these slave states are still trying to hold on to that old same old racist mentality. I mean, when are they going to get over that?
Well, if you don't understand white supremacy, everything else is going to confuse you.
But what I'm saying is, at what point are we going to get over that, though? I'm tired of it. Wow. And I have made this, and there is no scientific evidence anywhere. There's no scientific evidence anywhere in the world that supports the classification of human beings by race. That is just a fallacy that evil, greedy people came up with to serve their own needs. But it has no logic. Race has no logic. We all came from one woman in East Africa. All human beings traced back to one place. And any physical differences we have is because of the fact that we migrated to different geographical locations. That's the only physical difference we have.
Look like it's changing because when they were doing exit polls this time, race relations were like the number two issue that drove people's vote.
You're right, Daniel. Right. I think coronavirus was number two. These were among Biden voters. The coronavirus was number one, but racial inequality was number two. That was very interesting.
That's very interesting.
I think Biden hit a chord. He struck a chord with his conciliatory tone. I think he put some of those folks that were kind of sitting on the fence about race and having Kamala Harris as the vice president. I think there was a shift in some of the thinking among some of the whites.
Yeah, of course it was. It was thing. I mean, because, they're not 74 million, they're not 71 million Negroes in the United States.
They've all of them voted for Biden. You wouldn't have that many.
If all of them voted for Biden, including the babies and everybody, you wouldn't have that many. So, yeah, there's a lot of good white folks out here that's tired of this racism mess. There are a lot of good people tired of it.
I know a lot are. And really, you're right. There's so many are.
But I'm going to say this, guys. Know that you still have some fringe violent white supremacist racists out here. And you may have a few lone wolf. I don't think that you're going to have a riot or civil war, but I do think there will be some lone wolf attacks where somebody just flips out based on some of Trump's rhetoric. They might go out here and shoot up a few people. So I would just say be safe to anybody who's listening. Just don't put yourself in a situation where you can become like an easy target.
Right.
You know?
But like you said, I don't believe that. I don't think that there will be no major uprising like Trump likes to have people to believe that there will be if he loses. Because the truth of the matter is, white people in this country, they have a whole lot more to lose than we do if this country, you know, collapses into some type of complete civil war, civil unrest, you know, all over the country. They got a whole lot more to lose. Look at all these mm-hmm. banks and all these hotels and all these airlines and restaurants and all this stuff white folks own. All that stuff will be jeopardized. So they don't want that mess.
No, they don't. They don't.
I'm gonna tell you if they start something, you know, to be the first one to shut them down.
What's that?
Trump would be the president.
Don't go near my hotels.
Don't go nowhere near my hotels. Don't go near my golf course. You're ruining my business. You're ruining my business. Calm down, people.
It's hurting the stock market.
Look at what happened to the stock market. A mess like that happened.
Yeah.
And you're talking about overseas adversaries jumping up and down with joy.
How's the stock market reacting to this election so far? You aware?
Well, actually, yesterday they had a little rally because they were saying they didn't believe the election was going to be over. But I think today it's been kind of flat, really.
Okay.
But they had another rally yesterday.
Okay. Well, guys, unless you guys got something else to talk about, man, our time's up. Y'all want to say goodbye to Trump? Anybody got a goodbye message to Trump or anything like that they want to say? Want to take this time?
Yeah,
we'll leave you this moment to do that.
All right. Start with Brand Lee. Brand Lee, you have any closing comments up there?
No, I just want to say I enjoyed it, and I want to thank Leon for all that he did down in Waysboro. All the places you went to, and I just want to say thank you for all your hard work, but it paid off.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Leon.
Well, it has been fun. A lot of people, and I've learned a lot. I really learned a lot, and it's given me a new outlook on how to address some of the things going on in the community. Because I had personal conversation with people just don't see the importance of voting, and we converted some, and some we had to dust our feet off at the door, because they were not prepared to listen yet. Thank you, Brent Lee. I needed that.
Hey, does anybody else got any closing comments there, Dan?
I'm a little excited about the way the election is going. The seemed like early in the night in Florida, seemed like the black vote was kind of letting me down a little bit the way they were talking. But seemed like up north, in the Michigan areas, seem like the black people coming around, so that makes you feel a little better.
All right.
Well,
what about you? Tell
Trump to go back to his day job.
Like Joe Biden said, we're done. I thought that was funny. We're done.
You're back in the day.
Why did he say that name? What did that mean?
he told him to pack his bags and leave Washington. He said, we're done. We're tired of the tweets. We're tired.
That's Joe Biden. That joke can talk trash, boy.
That old joker, man. You know, he didn't do something, man.
It's a good talk. We're done. Okay.
I would say, in closing, that this was a historic election. I do believe that there was more on the ballot than Republican versus Democrat or liberal versus conservative. I think that we were at a, and we still are at a crossroads in this country. And I think that people need to really, I know it sounds cliche and kind of sappy, but if this country is going to, this 200-plus-year-old experiment called the United States of America plans to survive, then there is going to have to be some type of reconciliation and coming together. And I think if for no other reason that anybody should celebrate the election of, or pending election of Joe Biden, he is probably one of the people that's uniquely qualified to do that. He's just a good old boy. And
yeah, I think Joe Biden is the only person in the United States that could have beat Donald Trump, because he didn't need no airtime. Everybody knew him. He didn't.
Yeah.
Most of Donald Trump's comments bounced right off of him because everybody knew him.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this in a larger scope. I'm not one of these folks who's just going to always vote Democrat because of a person is Democrat, or a person black because a person is black. I think that because we know everybody who's dark is not necessarily going to support your interests, and every
That's
Democrat
right.
is not necessarily going to support your interests. I think this was much larger than any individual interest. So that's why I have little tolerance for people who are making decisions on a singular issue.
Right,
life,
right.
Life, the country, your family, your community is much greater than that. And I think that I want to say to the people who voted, and I will say this, even though I have my own preferences, like Joseph said, no matter who you voted for, I have less respect for the folks who didn't vote at all. So I will give Joe a second that emotion. That's my question.
Hey, Robert.
Comment.
Yes, yeah, I want to say one more thing before we go. And I'm kind of echoing what Daniel just talked about. I put a post on Facebook February 17th of this year. You know, and I talked about, you know, how Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, all of them would be good candidates. I said, but I'm supporting Joe Biden. I said, based on the fact as how well and how much he respected our first black president. He was his right-hand man. And without Joe Biden, without Joe Biden, because Joe Biden was one of these backstabbing, you know how people, you know, a lot of times, you know, if he was jealous, it was not obvious.
Right.
He was a good
right.
vice president. And he stood there with Barack Obama during the good times and the hard times. And I said, and for that reason alone, I said, I'm just going to pick that one thing out. I said, and that's the reason I'm going to support Joe Biden. And that's what I put on Facebook on February the 17th. Because
wow.
I like the way he was the first black president.
That was great, man.
All right. Take it away, Leon.
Well, look, guys, let's keep up alive, in the words of Jesse Jackson. Oh, got a key race alert coming up. Let's tell you what that is. They keep saying it's too early to call that. That's not key race alert. That's not an E. They've already alerted us about that. Anyway, you know they'll keep doing it like so. But, brothers, I appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate you guys being as conscientious as you are. And we're joining in on this show every week, trying to keep everybody kind of motivated on some good things. And thank you, Brent Lee, for joining us as often as you do. We appreciate that. And there are all of the listeners out there. We thank you guys. The listeners that are increasing every week. We appreciate you guys for listening. And just let's get this thing right, guys. We got to go to work. Once Joe Biden gets elected, we got to go to work.
There's a lot to do, man. We're not expecting nobody to come on here to do anything for us. We've got to go to work to make sure what they want to do, the community is ready for it. That makes sense.
I tell you, we missed the boat. The people miss the boat and don't realize it's that midterm election.
Yeah.
You know,
we got to get ready for that, man.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we
got
to get ready for the people.
Yeah. That's big.
Y'all, get ready now. Y'all, get ready now. That's right. Black voters matter. Thank you, guys. All right.
Keep on